Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for us to have our public hearings. We thank all of you for coming out this evening, and at the appropriate time, anyone who wishes to speak will be given the opportunity to do so. For those of you who are not frequent attenders here at our planning and zoning meetings, I would like to direct your attention to our pinch-hitting counsel to my left and your right, who is going to share with you a few well-chosen words about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and these proceedings are conducted under rules adopted by the Planning and Zoning Commission originally in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations and voting on pending applications. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that detracts from these proceedings, and please follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, for the courtesy of those here this evening, we would appreciate it if you would turn those off or put them on silent mode. The hearings themselves will be conducted as follows. The application is announced by the chairman, and the director reviews the application and any agency comments and correspondence received to date. The applicant will then present the case, explain the application, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The chairman will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesman or an attorney representing an organized group, we would request that they identify themselves and then go first. Please, if you are speaking, identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. Be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. And please understand that the chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's considered irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters or opponents. There's no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses permitted at these hearings. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to an appropriate individual if they think it's necessary. There's no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested by or permitted by the commission.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Burrow.